Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's speed and Japan's expertise will work as driving force for global growth. Holds talks with Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi in New Delhi. India and Japan announced energy partnership to strengthen strategic oil reserves and maritime transport resilience. India's proposal for comprehensive convention on international terrorism gains renewed support at UN General Assembly. 21 people killed in Ukraine in massive drone and missile strikes by Russia. And in FIFA World Cup, Spain to take on Austria in round of 32 match in Los Angeles tonight. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India-Japan relations are truly very special and there are many shining examples of the success of the economic partnership. Addressing the India-Japan Joint Economic Forum in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, "When Japan's expertise and investment combine with India's speed and scale, the entire world benefits." He said, "Both the sides today decided to make the partnership even more dynamic and profound." The Prime Minister said, "India and Japan today reached agreements on several areas, such as economic security, AI, defense and health, that will make the partnership futuristic and limitless."
जो नए साथी इस फोरम के साथ जुड़ रहे हैं, मैं उन्हें भारत जापान सक्सेस स्टोरी का भाग बनने पर हार्दिक बधाई देता हूं। फ्रेंड्स, भारत जापान संबंध वाकई बहुत स्पेशल है। हमारी इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप की सफलता के कई उज्जवल उदाहरण है। अभी अभी हमने हरियाणा के खरखोदा में मारुति सुजुकी के नए प्लांट का उद्घाटन किया। जब जापान की एक्सपर्टीज और इन्वेस्टमेंट भारत के स्पीड और स्केल के साथ जुड़ती है तो पूरी दुनिया को फायदा होता है।
In her address, Prime Minister of Japan Sanae Takaichi said, "Among the many areas of cooperation, energy security is one of the most important areas." Ms. Takaichi said, "Through the Power Asia initiative, it is working to translate the vision into a concrete action." On the occasion, both the Prime Ministers jointly inaugurated Maruti Suzuki's fourth vehicle manufacturing facility at Kharkhoda in Haryana. Earlier, India and Japan today exchanged agreements in different fields, including energy and economic security, pharmaceuticals and AI. Prime Minister Modi held annual summit-level talks with his Japanese counterpart in New Delhi this afternoon. Addressing the joint press meet following the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, "Trust is the biggest asset in today's time, and the India and Japan bilateral partnership has stood the test of time." He highlighted that India and Japan are among the world's biggest economies today, and a free and open Indo-Pacific is a shared priority for both the countries.
आज भारत और जापान दोनों ही विश्व की सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमीज में से हैं। एक फ्री, प्रॉस्परस और रूल्स बेस्ड इंडो-पैसिफिक हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता है। क्षेत्र की सबसे बड़ी डेमोक्रेटिक और मार्केट इकोनॉमीज के रूप में आज हमने कई महत्वपूर्ण पहल की हैं। इनसे हम मिलकर पूरे क्षेत्र में शांति, स्थिरता और प्रगति का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे।
Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "Today's engagements have yielded good results in areas including energy security and economic security."
The leaders reflected on the very strong foundation of our bilateral ties across multiple sectors, including trade and investment, economic security, defense, supply chain resilience, technology, innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. And both leaders acknowledged the role that our special strategic and global partnership plays insofar as peace, prosperity, and stability in the Indo-Pacific and even beyond is concerned.
India and Japan today agreed to deepen cooperation on strategic crude oil stockpiling, petroleum reserve mechanisms and maritime energy transport value chains. It comes after annual summit-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi in New Delhi this afternoon. According to a joint statement issued by the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas of India and Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry on Energy Resilience, both the sides expressed their shared intention to work as responsible powers and major energy-consuming countries in Asia to strengthen energy resilience amid current geopolitical uncertainties. The two sides agreed to cooperate on the strategic stockpiling ecosystem, including sharing knowledge and experience on crude oil and petroleum product reserves, coordination with producing countries, and mechanisms for emergency response and market stabilization. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India's long-standing proposal for the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism has received renewed support at the United Nations General Assembly. The ninth review of the UN Global Counterterrorism Strategy, adopted by 140 votes, has urged the member states to make every effort to finalize the convention proposed by India over three decades ago. Addressing the UN General Assembly, India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said, "The absence of a universally agreed legal framework weakens global counterterrorism efforts." He stressed that there should be no double standards in tackling terrorism and called for holding perpetrators, financiers, and sponsors accountable.
India has been a victim of cross-border terrorism for decades. Our people have paid a terrible price, and this experience has shaped India's zero-tolerance approach. Irrespective of any grievance, political cause, or strategic calculation, terrorism in all its forms and manifestations must be condemned unequivocally. India has worked to strengthen the global focus on terror financing. We have supported capacity building, South-South cooperation, and strengthening of multilateral frameworks. India believes that counter-terrorism should not be hollowed out by false equivalences or politicized narratives.
The UN has asked Pakistan to reverse the reconstructions that undermined the integrity of two historical sites in Takshashila, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, or these would be placed on the agency's danger list. UNESCO, the cultural arm of the UN, in a recent meeting warned senior government officials that it would delist Takshashila from its World Heritage List if the actions were not reversed. In Ukraine, 21 people were killed and 90 others were injured in massive drone and missile strikes overnight by Russia on capital Kyiv. Damage was recorded in 30 locations across Kyiv, mainly residential buildings and civilian infrastructure. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement, the deadly bombardment was in response to Ukraine's long-range strikes on its civilian infrastructure. Ukraine's increasingly frequent and large-scale attacks on Russia, described by President Volodymyr Zelensky as a 40-day blitz, have primarily targeted oil refineries, triggering a fuel crisis in Russia more than 4 years after the war between Kyiv and Moscow began. Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnan, and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita will visit Iran tomorrow to attend the funeral ceremony of the late Supreme Leader of Iran, Grand Ayatollah Syed Ali Khamenei. Ministry of External Affairs said, the high-level representation in the ceremony underscores the importance of civilizational ties, including people-to-people connection between the two countries, providing a robust foundation to political and economic engagements. In the FIFA World Cup, Spain will face Austria in a round of 32 match at Los Angeles Stadium in Inglewood tonight. In other round of 32 matches, Portugal will clash with Croatia in Toronto, while Switzerland will take on Algeria in Vancouver tomorrow morning. Earlier, Belgium advanced to the round of 16, beating Senegal 3-2 this morning. Co-host US also progressed to the round of 16, beating Bosnia and Herzegovina 2-0. US will take on Belgium in round of 16 on 7th of July. Last night, England defeated the Democratic Republic of the Congo 2-1. England will face co-host Mexico in the round of 16 on the 6th of July. France, Norway, Canada, Morocco, Brazil and Paraguay have also entered the round of 16. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's speed and Japan's expertise will work as driving force for global growth, holds talks with Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi in New Delhi. India and Japan announce energy partnership to strengthen strategic oil reserves and maritime transport resilience. India's proposal for Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism gains renewed support at UN General Assembly. 21 people killed in Ukraine in massive drone and missile strikes by Russia. And in FIFA World Cup, Spain to take on Austria in the round of 32 match in Los Angeles tonight. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.